I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. State lawmakers love to come up with ideas, then appoint special committees to study those ideas. The thing is, the reports those committees produce sometimes just sit on the shelf. But members of the newest Blue Ribbon Commission created by the legislature say they're hopeful that this one might actually improve state government. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
About halfway through last year's budget bill, lawmakers wedged in a provision that creates what's known as the Government Restructuring and Operations Review Commission. It's the sort of yawn-inducing title that tends to curse these sorts of special study committees, and on Tuesday afternoon, surrounded by an audience of two, the three members of the panel met for the first time. The futility of efforts by past study committees isn't lost on members of this newest panel.
First, I'll say I may be a little more cynical than you think. You know, I'm very aware that these kinds of groups and commissions are out there making recommendations that may or may not go anywhere.
That's John Sayles, CEO of the Vermont Food Bank. The Senate President, House Speaker, and Governor each appointed one person to the commission. Sayles was Senate President John Campbell's selection. The committee's legislative charge is to come up with ideas that, quote, increase government efficiency and productivity. Recommendations from past study groups, like the Blue Ribbon Tax Structure Commission, for example, have often fallen on deaf ears in the legislature. Sayles, though, says he thinks this commission might be able to help lawmakers reframe the decades-old debate over how to reform state government.
The end goal is about having government reflect what's happening today, the modern world, and understanding that a lot of the things we're doing now, we've been doing for 20 years. And we may just be doing them because that's the way they've always been done.
Paul Costello, head of the Vermont Council on Rural Development, is Governor Peter Shumlin's appointee to the commission. Costello, too, says it's worth examining whether government has evolved alongside the society it was created to serve.
Any state needs to look at the legacy of work that's been done that is often perpetuated, and also the existing exigencies and challenges of our time that require new services or changed services for the future.
The commission is already behind on its charge. The legislature called on it to submit specific recommendations for the 2016 legislative session by this Thursday. The commission has decided February 16th is a more realistic deadline, and Sayles and Costello say it isn't likely that lawmakers would be able to act on any of the commission's ideas until 2017. Former Manchester Representative Jeff Wilson is the third member of the commission. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.